In honor of Love Week, I invite you all to sing along with me now, 'cause I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, oh no, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. Come on, ha. I can take myself dancing, sure can, I can hold my own hand, yeah, I can love me better than you can. I can love me better, said ha. Can love you better, gotta ha. Can love me better, said I. Can love me better, baby. Happy week of Valentine's Day. Whether you're single, whether you're mingling, whether you're coupled, whether you're married, whether you're divorced, whether you're separated, whether whatever the romantic weather is in your life, you can always buy yourself some flowers. Okay? Okay. Welcome to the podcast for the week of February 12th through the 18th, 2024. Astro folks, this is a big week in astrology. As if you haven't already picked up on kind of the theme here with 2024, we've got a lot of activity going on in here the first quarter of this year, and things do as they always do as you move throughout a year. You know, things do start slowing down. But we got to get past April. You know what? I can't even tell you that. I can't tell you that with confidence. We got to get through May. And here's the thing. Some of you might hear that and be like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. I'm so anxious. And you don't need to be anxious. You are officially in the year of the wood dragon. And those of you that joined me for the virtual celebration, some of you even joined me for the Lunar New Year manifestation workshop at Tansy. And, you know, so those of you that joined, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And those I got to meet in person, come on, you don't get any better than that. But you're officially in this wood dragon vibe, and it's... It ain't like 2022, it ain't like 2023, because that was all water energy, and now we're in wood energy for the next 2 years. So 2024 and 2025 are all wood vibe, which wood is expansive, right? You throw wood and it enhances a fire, right? It makes it grow. So it's about growth. It's about abundance. It is about financial gain. You have within you and within all of us to make serious bank. But in the quest for making that said bank, you got to balance things out. Wood dragon is Mars energy. It's action. It is war. It is fighting. It is gusto. It is anger, but it's excitement and it's passionate. But you gotta avoid burnout. And the only way to avoid burnout is if you prioritize. I'm gonna jump on over to Saturn in Pisces for this lesson. We gotta prioritize rest and relaxation. It is essential. It is no longer something to negotiate. Rest and relaxation is a non-negotiable this year. Okay? So, new energy, new vibe. Have you manifested under that Aquarius new moon? Did you pull out your Manifest Big in 2024 journal? Hopefully you are treating that Manifest Big in 2024 journal as a living, breathing document, okay? It is meant for you to cross things out. It is meant for you to write something down, to achieve that goal, cross it out, write down the next one. All right, it is designed with life and humanity and the human experience in mind. So keep working on that thing. This week, because we, the season four, astrology, this week with Drunk Astrology is all about looking at the aspects for the week ahead. Yes, as we always do, but we are also learning how to manifest in sync with the lunar cycles. If you, I did a post last week about being a willy-nilly manifester. You can't just be just walking around like, I'm manifesting and, this is like new me, new vibe. And it's not in sync with anything. If you're just going around and just throwing out like, my intention is this and I'm manifesting, I'm calling this into me. You need to line that up with the lunar cycle, because what if you're trying to call in, but you're calling in under a full moon? That's not going to do you any good, because there are steps and processes. And a full moon, you got to scrap first. You got to clear out first before you can call in. So if you have not manifested for the Aquarius new moon / the lunar new year, which took place Friday. So the new moon was Friday the 9th, and then the lunar new year officially February 10th. That was Saturday. Now, this, how do I want to begin this week? Okay, so you know how last week, February 5th on Monday, Mercury came into a conjunction with Pluto, right? Now all these planets, personal planets, are meeting up with Pluto in February. And although we saw Pluto shift out of Capricorn on January 20th, this month features the Sun met Pluto in Capricorn right before Pluto shifted into Aquarius. This month features Mercury, our thinking mind, and now also talking about this week, Mars entering Aquarius, talking to Pluto, Venus entering Aquarius and talking to Pluto. Okay, so we've got three of our personal planets, and we focus and emphasize these personal planets because they're the ones that give us our day-to-day flavor, our day-to-day flow. I mean, if you're a daily doser, the moon phases and the moon aspects each and every day. That's our day-to-day flow. But the inner planets, these personal planets, they are they're like our rhythm, right? The moon is our flow. The planets are our rhythm. So when you've got an era planet like Pluto, right? Pluto's going to be in Aquarius until 2044. So we got a whole new generation is being born right now, right? With Pluto and Aquarius, folks. And they are going to be changing the frigging game. Just think, everyone born now will be 20 when Pluto moves into Pisces. They're our thought leaders. That's what Aquarius is about. And they're going to be redefining humanity, redefining travel and global connections and communities. They are going to be redefining these things in their politics. Just you wait. Just you watch. So when you got a big era planet that makes a big shift, and now all the other planets are starting to move into conversation, it is the beginning of the era taking shape. So we already had Mercury come along last Monday and say a little handshake with Pluto, like, hi, nice to meet you. I am new here. Don't come here often. So what would you like to share, right? So you either heard something, you had a conversation last week, an offer was extended, but somehow, some way, shape, or form last week, Mercury meeting Pluto on Monday brought you an idea of what is to come or what this is going to start looking like for you. Well, this week, Mars and Venus both shift into Aquarius and they both come and handshake Pluto and Aquarius. So with Mars right at the top of the week, Mars is how we're going to do it, how we're going to make this you know, what's step one? What are the actions that we're going to take in this new era? How are we actually going to do this? How are we actually going to make this a real thing, right? What actions do I need to take? What strategies do I need to be in place in order to make this new era work for me? And what changes do I need to make? Because Pluto is always looking at those deep evolutions and transformations that are necessary in order to make something happen, and Mars is trying to just make it happen. And then when Venus comes along, now she's at the end of the week, but when Venus comes along, after Mars says, aha, here's what I'm going to do, then Venus comes along and goes, and now this is how I'm going to balance this out. This is who I'm going to do, I'm going to make my first steps with. Right, so there's a handshake there. There's a big emphasis on Taurus side of Venus this week, because we do feature a Taurus second quarter moon this week, which of course we are going to use in our manifesting practice towards the end of this episode. Okay, so keep that in mind. If you have your Manifest Big in 2024 journal nearby, yeah, keep that nearby. And if you don't have it yet, go to the show notes. It's free. Download it. That thing is, it's literally like changing like the game. I really think everything I manifested at the top of the year, I think I'm going to have done no later than the end of June. It's wild. And I'm hearing that a lot of you are having like the same thing. Like I've never checked things off faster than this before. And that's what it's designed for. You know, it's like it's like I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked, because it was very intentional how I put the whole thing together. But we're looking at, with Venus in the conversation in a big way this week, yes, of course we're looking at relationships, but we are also looking at numbers. The actual, like, physical numbers. Now, I don't want to, like, dive into that too much right now, because that's not part of the weekly weather. That is a part of the manifesting process that we're going to do. So I think what we need to do is scat first. Be la da be da dee ba doo be la pow be da be ba ba la ski da cow. First, I want to tell you about a very special event that I have this week on Wednesday, which is Valentine's Day, La Lava's Day. At 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday, Valentine's Day, at 11:30 a.m., I am going to do an Instagram Live, and I'm going to do live oracle card readings. They're going to be donation-based, okay? So $10 donation, a one-card pull. $20 donation, a two-card pull. A $30 donation, a three-card pull. And then a full spread is $50. Okay, so I'm going to do this, and, you know, if you want to do a love reading, we can do a love reading. I already had a couple people reach out like, oh my God, I can't wait. I want my love reading. So if you want a love reading, bam, that's what we'll do. If you want a general reading, we will do a general read. But I Pluto and Aquarius, baby, it's about community, and I'm trying to create all the different ways for us to all get together, for us all to, like, be in this thing. So set it in your calendar, write that ish down. I'm going to do Zelle and Venmo, and, you know, I'll have all of that, like, info in the actual live. But yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be cool. And I think, you know, anybody that's, you know, kind of curious about love and curious about Cupid and what he's got in store for you, well, let's come see what Cupid has to say, okay? So that's Wednesday. I think that's the only event. Oh, nope, not the only event that I have to discuss with you. Guess freaking what? If you're not on the newsletter, first of all, I'm lowering my glasses at you, but in a lovingly way, of course. Daily Dose of Stars is free for the next two friggin' weeks. Monday, February 12th, all the way through Monday, February 26th, a Daily Dose of Stars is free 99 for all of you. So if you've been curious about what it's like to be a Daily Dose subscriber, what information you might receive and what guidance you might receive every single day with a daily podcast from yours truly, then go ahead in your podcast platform right now. Go in the search bar, search A Daily Dose of Stars. It is the first one that comes up. You'll notice it's got all my brand colors. Well, the blue and green side of my brand colors. You'll see a picture of me and the, obviously, the cover. But, yep, all free for 2 weeks. Come on in, check it out, and see what it's like. This is the perfect week to do it. I mean, it's like I designed this, you know? It's like I use astrology to curate a schedule. Like, what? I'm sorry, but all marketing teams need an astrologer. When I was working for Ebony Magazine last year, I was like, ooh, team, look, this is what we need to do. This is how we need. They were like, Oh my God, this is crazy. I'm like, yep. And then when someone in the higher ups didn't listen to me, and I'd go back to the team and be like, now watch, nothing is going to come from this meeting. And nothing would come from the meeting. I'm telling you, it was like clockwork. So if you are, in media, if you're on a marketing team and you don't have an astrologer, I'm just telling you, you might want to bring one on. And you can start with me. Send me an email. Write me. We'll get it together. I actually am, interestingly enough, looking for a publication to do some really cool horoscopes. I have some really cool ideas for doing horoscopes, like unlike anybody else, for some kind of like media publication. So, you know, hey, if that's anywhere near what you've got going on, holla at your boy, because I think there's just so many ideas. And anyway, that's where I'm at. It's time for another scat. All right, let's get into these aspects this week. Now, I'm never gonna be able to just like act like that's normal. So thank you for entertaining me. All right, let's talk about it. Aspects. Mars on Monday, but we're going to go day by day because I understand that some of you are just like ideal listeners and you have pen and paper and your schedules and your agendas out and you write things down. So when I'm crazy, it messes up your flow. So I am an organized Virgo and I know I appreciate when things are made simple. So I'm going to do that for you. Monday, February 12th. Mars enters Aquarius at 10:05 p.m. Mars, planet of action, energy, motivation, drive, strategy. Aquarius, communities, friends, membership groups, events, global connection, community. So we're moving within the group, okay? No one's moving solo dolo. Collaborations are highly encouraged over the next 6 weeks. Moving on to Tuesday, February 13th, Venus has a lovely sextile to Neptune in Pisces. She is in Capricorn at this point on Tuesday. This aspect takes place at 5:36 a.m. So if you want to have a integrative conversation within partnership, Tuesday's it. Also, Gold Star Day, Mars conjuncts Pluto at 10:06 p.m. So here is that conversation between what actions do I need to take in this new energy? And what's the plan, right? What is that plan? Nothing that we're going to talk about on Valentine's Day. That will all be saved for Daily Dosers. On Thursday, February 15th, we have a opportunity for healing conversations. So if you start this week, first of all, if you start this week and you still have like heavy emotional residue and baggage that you're still carrying with you, then you did not listen to me last week. Because last week I said in the balsamic moon phase, and I did a post on Instagram too, just to emphasize my point. Anything that you had, any kind of emotional residue, muck, just heaviness really needed to be dumped out before the new moon. Okay, because on the new moon, you're planting, right? You're planting seeds. I did a really good post about being a willy-nilly manifester, and that caption goes hard. So if you missed that, go to Instagram and look for that. The cover image says, "Are you a willy-nilly manifester?" Anyway, you're planting in. And so I wanted you to get clear of all of your emotional residue. Now, is it possible to do all of, like, you know, years of therapy work in 1 week? No, of course not. But whatever's weighing heaviest on you, the idea was to clear that out before the Lunar New Year. However, I understand that sometimes it's not always possible to do it in this ideal world that the cosmos lays out for us. So on Thursday at 5:16 a.m., Mercury in Aquarius has a beautiful sextile to Chiron and Aries, carving a path for healing conversations. Exciting ones too. This is, for some of you, it'll end up being like, you know, some kind of offer or some kind of deal, something that, you know, makes you nervous. Don't let self-doubt win if that's the case. But Thursday, keep your eye out for healing conversations. On Friday, February 16th, Venus, goddess of love, relationship, balance, harmony, money, desire, enters Aquarius. Community, friends, membership groups, events, collaborations, etc. Venus, for the next four weeks, she's focused on the group. She's focused on the collective, right? In one-on-one relationships, Venus and Aquarius can be quite the chilly little girl, okay? So she is more detached. She's more cerebral. She's more future forward. She's not so much in her feeling space. She's more like, you know what? I almost said the F-bomb. I'm trying to do better, y'all. At least publicly. In my one-on-one life, I cuss like a sailor. But in here, in this environment, we're going to focus on being more pristine. Okay. Not clean, but, you know, a little more pristine. She's just not really about the feelings. She's just kind of more like, F feelings, screw that. I don't have time for that. She'll get to that. Okay. Because next she's going to move into Pisces in March, but for now, Think big picture with Venus. And that's where, and so if you run into like chilly relationship dynamics and it's coming off more like ice picks and less than like sexy cuddling moments, just kind of say like, maybe right now it's more important to talk about big picture items and it's not so much about our like connection. Now, I will say, especially if you're out there dating, but even if you're coupled up, like, you know, consider this, you are going to turn on someone with Venus in Aquarius with out of the box ideas, crazy date ideas, or crazy, like, you know, not crazy necessarily, but like really innovative ideas, innovative things to do together. Right? Things that are out of your norm. So consider that when you've got Venus in this space. Like, you know, you're gonna get a rile out of somebody by kind of wowing them with something unique. Okay? Same day, Friday, February 16th, Mercury has a square off with Uranus and Taurus. So, you know, conversations that kind of shake things up. They're a little bit of earthquakey. They shake, rattle, and roll. Be flexible. You're going to want that. That's at 7:53 p.m. Mercury square Uranus. Mercury in Aquarius. Detached. You know, hello, detached much. And then Uranus and Taurus. Already friction when it comes to change. So two fixed signs going at it. Got to be flexible. You got to be willing to look at things from a different perspective. On Saturday, February 17th, Venus, conjunction to Pluto, she comes and handshakes and says, okay, what are my values as I move in this new era? What are my relationships that I am prioritizing in this era? Let me move from there. And then, last but not least, in this week's astrology, on Sunday, February 18th, the sun, our radiance, our life force, our vitality, what we're all revolving around in this freaking universe, the sun enters Pisces at 8:13 p.m. Happy birthday, Pisces. But that means, y'all know that sometimes I get a little crazy with like the cusp conversation. If a baby is born at 8 p.m., on Sunday, February 18th, they are an Aquarius. If they are born at 8:11 p.m. on Sunday, they are an Aquarius. If they're born at 8:13 and 52 seconds, they're a Pisces. 8:14, 8:15 p.m. and on for the next 30 days, they are a Pisces. Okay, that's why the time of birth is so essential. It's not... You can extract a lot of information when if you don't have your birth time. So I don't want to spread some story that's like, oh, if you don't know your rising, you know, you're doomed in astrology. You're not. Because there's a lot of things that you can do if you don't have your time. But, you know, it's important because we can get exact like this. Okay, it's time for another scat. Giddy giddy cow, giddy giddy goo, giddy giddy boo, giddy giddy bow, giddy giddy bee bee. Yeah. Let's manifest in sync with the lunar cycle, shall we? This time, this week, we are manifesting with the second quarter moon, Taurus edition. So this quarter moon is taking place on Friday, February 16th at 27 degrees, 26 minutes of Taurus. So if you've got your birth chart on hand, if you don't, you know, use my birth chart calculator that is tagged in the show notes and put your birth info in there and screen grab it, your chart, your wheel, and your actual like graph. Save it to an album in your phone so it's easily accessible and take a look. Do you have any planets in Taurus? Do you have any planets between 25 and 29 degrees? Because if so, This quarter moon is really talking to you. So here's the thing about quarter moons. Now, we have obviously already talked about this because we have completed, with the Aquarius new moon last Friday, we have completed a new moon to new moon cycle since January, right? We had the Capricorn new moon, and then we had the Leo full moon, and now we've had the Aquarius new moon. So we've done a full month cycle. So in between that, we've had quarter moons, the second and the third quarter moons. So with second quarter moons, I want you to take a look at your current goal list, right? Go to your Manifest Big in 2024 journal, and I want you to look at everything that's on there. If you're not looking at your journal, how dare you? Just kidding. But I want you to look at what you've manifested under the Aquarius new moon last week, or just anything that feels relevant to you right now. By the time you get to Friday this week, and consider this as you move throughout the week, but when you get to this weekend, we're going to either double down on your manifestations, you're going to doubly commit to them as they are, because you are fully 100% attached to the why and the how of these goals slash wishes slash manifestations. And the why and the how, now we talked about this a few weeks ago, why do you want what you want and how are you going to make it happen? Those are two things when you're setting goals according to science that are going to ironclad you achieving these goals, because you are passionate about them with your why. they mean something to you. They give purpose and meaning to your life. And the how is just the daily, not daily, but the tiny steps it'll take to make that goal happen. And if you keep microdosing the steps, then you are going to achieve this thing no matter how big it is. I'm telling you. If you're not doubling down and committing to these wishes, manifestations, goals, then you are course correcting or you're straight up moving on. Now, course correction, but what I mean by that is you are saying this right now is not possible, so I am pushing this off until it is more realistic. Okay? And if you're moving on altogether, you're saying, I'm not even passionate about this anymore. I'm not even, I don't feel purpose around that. I don't have a strong why and I don't have a strong how with this. So I'm moving on altogether and you're scrapping. And that's totally fine. That's ideal under a quarter moon. Because let me tell you, quarter moons are pretty famous for being super stressful. So don't be surprised if Friday is stressful. They are stressful, but when you're willing to look at it like this and being intentional with the energy, when it comes to your manifestations, then you're accessing the opportunity that presents itself with this energy. Now, let's get to the Taurus side of this Taurus quarter moon and your goals. Now we got to talk about your core values. Are your core values reflected in your goals? Let me give you an example. I have a few, I've got a few wellness goals for myself this year. Okay, on the physical front, on the mental/emotional, and on the spiritual. So on the physical front, I've been looking for, and you know, I have all this Virgo on my chart. So health and wellness and, you know, being in shape and being healthy, it's really like part of my DNA. But I started this year saying, I don't know how to learn nutrition and how to do consistent workouts with nutrition. Because for me, it's always been, prior to now, it's always been one or the other. I work out and then I'm super hungry and I just eat everything like crazy. Or I'm not really that active and I'm not working out, but I'm really hyper-focused on eating better. Well, let me tell you something. And Daily Dosers, you know, I took some strategic action when the nodes of fate were direct in January, and I have landed myself in an accountability group for fitness and nutrition. Totally free. And it has taught me how to eat in a way that actually nourishes my body and keeps me full and keeps me energized, which has been crazy because I just have always had this narrative like, well, I'm tall, right? I'm 6'1", and like, I'm just always hungry. Like, and I got to eat, but I didn't know how to eat for my body and how to actually fuel my body with the food that I was eating. And so in addition to that, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., I'm working out because that's a part of this group. And that is this, what I'm telling you right now, this goal that I set at the top of the year and then like aligning the opportunity with what I teach in the Daily Dose of Stars, landing this group, because I had to apply, I had to interview. I mean, it was a whole process. That is aligned with my core values. Right? I am adamant on being healthy. I am adamant on longevity, right? And longevity in a sense of I want to extend my life in a happy, healthy way. I don't want a long life and be miserable and riddled with sickness. I want to be healthy and enjoying my life for as long as I can. That's attached to a core value and my goal. So are your core values reflected in your goals? Let that inform whether or not you're double downing, you're committing, you're course correcting, or you're moving on entirely. Because if your goal, if your values aren't interweaved into what you want, then you've got to be willing to take a second look. Now, some of you are about to get mad at me. And I know this because some of you are my one-on-one clients, and we have discussed what I'm about to say to you, and a few of you kick and scream every time I do this, but now I'm sharing it with all of you now. What is the budget or fiscal responsibility? Hopefully I'm using that word right. Or let's just say, what's your financial responsibility for getting what you want? And this is the part where you're not going to like me. Look at your numbers. So I'm talking about, look at your balances in your bank account, your credit card statements, your savings accounts, your 401ks, your investments. I want you to completely pull all of your finances, your financial reality. I want you to pull that out of the shadow, and I want you to shine a big old spotlight on it. Reports, your income versus your outgoing expenses, all of it. And I want you, for any goals that have some kind of financial obligation, your best bet with the energy this week is to look at your friggin' numbers. If you do anything this week, like if you don't do anything, just absolutely you don't do anything. You just do whatever work and life is for you. And you only do one thing that I share with you this week, this is it. Look at your numbers. This is going to give you the clarity you need to make this happen. You're going to have the cosmos support, right? Now, that might lead to some stress, right? You might look at your numbers and be like, oh my God. Listen, I did this last year. I did this last January. I try and do this like every other month-ish because my financial situation just changes all the time. But I did this in January last year because I was totally just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I really just don't know what I'm going to do. And I was like at my wit's end. And I said, you know what? I don't have my numbers. Let me look at my numbers. I realized I was like $3,000 in deficit every single month. So every month I was chasing $3,000. So I came up with a thrive number, not a survive number. I'm done with that ish. I'm not doing any more like, oh, like in order to just make it by, like this is the number. No. I want a thrive number. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm calling in. That's what I'm manifesting. That's what I'm worth. That's my value and then some. And so I came up with 7,000. That's my number per month. I need $7,000 per month in order to thrive. And that at that time I was like, who are you to make $7,000 a month? Like, that is not normal. That is not a number that you're accustomed to. You know, I had to fight through my own little mental monsters. And then I said, well, and here's a core value of mine. Everything, and a core belief of mine, everything that you want is within 2 degrees of separation of you. So I said, all right, Graham, there's two people you know that are accustomed to this kind of money. So why don't you just like start there? Why don't you just like have a conversation? Not like, hey, how can I make $7,000? But like, you know, these are people that like, you know, you care about. One was like, I met in a professional setting and worked for a media company. And I was like, huh, let me actually talk, you know, let me reach out. So I reached out to one and it, you know, I got a great answer and response. And then like, I got stood up a couple times and it didn't go anywhere. So I was like, well, let me go like reach out to this other person. And ended up with the job at Ebony Media, you know, Ebony Magazine. And guess what? They offered me $7,000 a month. So this is why I'm saying when you know your numbers and you are doing this in sync with the lunar cycle, and this is what Taurus wants. Taurus wants the report. It wants the actual numbers in front of it. That ish, knowing that and embedding that into your manifestations is going to inform your next steps, because that's what it did. I did not anticipate. I was just trying to catch up with my friend, and all of a sudden I ended up with a job. Because I was authentically reaching out to catch up. We shared. She offered. And that was wild. Now, granted, that job got eclipsed out of my reality in September last year. But for 8 months, I had my magic number. That's how manifestation works. And that's how it works when you're in sync with the lunar cycle. So look at your numbers. You can kick and scream and yell at me all you want. But I'm saying, you're going to know your numbers, you're going to inform your next steps, and you're going to use the energy of the cosmos behind you. So all of that is what you're going to do this week, manifesting in sync with the lunar cycles. Okay, I rest my case. I have gone on long enough. You got your dates. You've got all of that. Keep coming around for your yearly readings, folks. They have been going phenomenal. I have delivered all first round. So 4 Oracle readings have been delivered. A custom magazine has been delivered. So I am more than ready for your yearly reading. The link is in the show notes. Can't wait to look at your year ahead and give you these messages. Keep it real. See you on the Instagrams. I'll see you in your, what do you call it? Your inbox. And yeah, have a great week. I'll see you on Wednesday too for the Oracle card reading, you know, if you want a little love reading, or a general read on Instagram Live Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. All right. See you then. Bye.